This week's shiur is sponsored by the Lefkowitz Mishpacha, Linishmas Chariz, Ubasi Bashur Aaron, Alei Shalom. His first yahrzeit is Chav Dalad Kislev. I go to Shkari Chorov for coming to say a shiur.
I want everyone to know that I grew up on the west side of Manhattan. And I, as a child, talking about a 9-year-old, 10-year-old, and for many more years, I lived in the terrace very well. Osher Herzberger Brothers, Ozan Gesund and Stark, who lives in Queens, is still a very great yiddid of mine. So it's a schus to be able to say it on the yard side. The Gemara Nomvav, Kusim Geira Aroyos Agere Yemes. So who are the Kusim? It's just a point to make that the censors really made a churban of this word, because many times they introduced the word Kusim. And just like they sometimes introduced the word Akum Oyvid Kochavim, when it was meant to be a min and particularly a Christian. So we don't always know that when they use the word Kusim that they're referring to Kusi, especially Shralho Kusi, etc., etc. You know, the famous Vart, the joke that the censors themselves give them to the Siddur as well. So when it says Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Kusi Echad Baris. They didn't like the word Goy because it's too close to home, so they switched it to Kusi. Min Kamcha Yisrael Kusi Echad Baris. But what's the makor of this whole idea of Kusi? It's also complicated for another reason, because Kusim, Shoim Reinim, and then there is the Tzedukim and Baisusim that are not Moedin Persha Baal Pen necessarily. You have Shoim Reinim even today. It's a Shral Tzivism. But originally, who are the original Kusim? So there's a Melochim Perek Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, talks about a very interesting episode. The Melech Ashur's Shita was that to calm the entire empire of Ashur, they did something very simple. They took entire populations and they repopulated other areas of their empire. When you're dislocated from home till you come to yourself, and then you're amongst other goyim of different nations, it's much harder to rebel. So that's what they did, and they took people from a place called Kuta, wherever that is exactly, doesn't matter. And the Pasuk says, Vayovei melech Ashur mibovel umikuto umeavo umechamos v'safravayim vayoshev bi'orei shomroim tachas b'nei Yisrael. What did he do with those b'nei Yisrael, of course? He took them all to these other places, and this is the 10 lost tribes. Vayirshu es shomroim vayeshvu bi'oreho. Now what happened was, vayi b'tchil ha-shvirtam, says the Pasuk, at the very outset, lo yohu es Hashem. Is the Chapella. What do you mean, lo yohu es Hashem? They're goyim gemurim. What do you mean, lo yohu es Hashem? Of Azeh state in Pasuk, we'll soon see. Lo yohu es Hashem. Vayishalach Hashem bohem es ha'arayos. Vayiyu yuhorgim bohem. So the arayos that we're talking about, kusim geirei arayos, so we're talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them, and he sent arayos against them, and the arayos killed. They went into the villages and they killed these people. Are you hungry, Bohem? So the messenger, the emissary who was responsible for Melech Ashur in that place, sent back an urgent message that the people, Vayimrula Melech Ashur Leiva, Hagoyim Asher Higleisa, the Toshev, and you populated them, Ba'ore Shoimroim, Vayodu Es Mishpat Elikei Ha'oretz. So interesting, the Russian, they didn't know how to serve the God of this land. Vayishalach b'ame, and therefore that God, Vayishalach b'ame es ha'arayos, v'hina memisim oysam, kasha einem yoydim es mishpat aleihe ha'aretz. So what did the melech do? Vayitzav ha'melech ashur leimo, he had an eitzah. Ha'ilichu shoma echad me'akayanim, asher higlisa misham, vayelchu vayeshu shom, vayoyrem es mishpat vayter aleihe ha'aretz. ויבוא אחד מהכהנים אשר הגלו משמעון, וישב בביסהו, וימיר עשם, איך יראו אס השם. Notice that it speaks here that the כהן, אחד מהכהנים, came and taught them not משפט עלי הארץ, but איך יראו אס השם, יוד כה וב כה. So what's תוצח to? So Demis, it's a very big plunder. The Radak, he says, אחד מהכהנים, שהם מוירי התורה. So in other words, according to him, according to the Radak, this Mahalach and the Radak, these Kayhanim were from amongst the Eden, and he was a Yirei Shamayim, and he's coming to teach them what? What is he coming to teach them? To be Elch a Yidin? You know, he wants them to become Geirin? What's Tutzato? Eich Yoyu Es Hashem. Zok the Radak Hazeh. The Yidden at that time were also not such tzutzikach. They were also full of problems ever since Yerovam and Achor and Yizevel. Yisrael, afal pi shehayu oivdim ha'agolim, lehayu oisim elo liyosim emtsoiyim beinom uvein okeo. Ki kein hoisadas ha'umais bezman ahu, Shall call upon him hayatzochem tzoil his kari veilov ula avdoi. Yisrael tohu achre deyos haumais. In Cain, ma ben Yisrael ubein haumais. Yesh oimim ki haumais kisho yoiv dimishas alayhov hachachomim shebahem hayu yoidin ki atzlomim lo yoyilu. Elo li yosem em tzoyim, but the hamoin am lo yoyo lehem lei usvara ki im al haneva. They were only worshipping the etzem idol itself. ויחושבים כי הוא המתי והמריע. ישראל לא יחי, אלא כולם היו יוידים מירוש אס אובס, כי הוקל יסבורך ולכי אלוהי אלוהים, אלו שהיו טועים אחרי הדי אוס אומס, לפי שהיו נבדולים מכל שאר אומס. כשהיו רואים ההצלוח על אומס האלון, היו סובים כאלוהי המאמצויים, הם הגורם להם ההצלוח ההיא, and they said, איכו יעבדו הגויים האלוהים, ועשר חיים גם עוני. So this is the whole thing, that after Yerovam, the Yisrael was still different than the Hamoin Am of the Goyim, because the Hamoin Am of the Goyim were totally immersed and totally committed to Ach Verak, the Avodah Zarah itself. That's the ultimate God. And the Yisrael, they always understood that ultimately it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, but you have to worship the Emtzai. So what happened now that he sends this Kayin? So the Kayin comes to do something. So what's he coming to do? So the Radak says that what this Kayin came to do was to teach them more or less what the Yidden were doing all along in Shaiman. In other words, that you have to understand what? That the Goyim should worship, these new Goyim, the Goyim who are coming from Kuta, should worship the Ribbono Shel Olam ultimately, and just realize that the rest are all Emtzayim. But not that they should become Geirin Mamish. Not that they should become Geirin. So according to this whole Mahalach, then Kusim Geirin Arayis doesn't even begin. They're not Geirin at all. The Taich of Geirin Arayis, according to the Radak, is that the only thing that they did was they absorbed some of the Yiddish ideas that there's an ultimate Adoyin Koyol, and in that context, they changed from what they were before in Dos Heis Geirin. But Geir Arayis means they're not Geirim at all. What's with Geirim?
By Goyim, it's not also to...
So this is a Shiloh of Shittuf. Right. But the question here is not the dar. I'm not interested in the Darga of their Averis. I'm interested in teaching the words Kusim Geir Arayis. But Geir Arayis means they're not Geirim at all. Not because of a reason. You see, you have to understand something. You could teach Kusim Geir Arayis that if you become a Geir for ulterior motives, you're not really a Geir. And this is the brunt of my shir about that issue. What happens, Anitan ala shivcha, the Gemara, in Yevamis, and so on. What happens if you're doing for an excuse? I want to marry her, that's why I want to become a ger. The Maisim Machol Yod. So that issue, if you're teaching Kusim Ger Arayis the way I'm teaching it now, has nothing to do with that issue. Because that's a real gerus, but the gerus is coming from a siba, not because you're in love with the Ribbono Shel Olam and with the Torah. And maybe you mekabel all the mitzvahs also because of that, but you still have a siba. But we're talking now here about a geirus that was never a geirus. It's a figure of speech. It's in quotation marks, geirei arayos. Because the geirei arayos is that the reason that they have any shaychus to anything was because the melech sent the kohen to teach them. And what did the kohen teach them? That they should do shituf, in other words, whatever you want to call it, there's a hierarchy, and ultimately they should acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then the arayos will stop. Because there were no Arayas coming against the Yidden themselves when they were in Shinran. Maybe it was worse, they went into Golis eventually. But the bottom line is that that's what the Kayin did. Dosi Givenda Kayin. So the Malbim mitzi doi. So he says, Lo Yoru es Hashem. Ki Adam shekola umis he writes Hodu b'Hashem b'korulo Eloah d'Elohayo. They call him the God of all gods. Ki choshu ma'avodas hatzlama kochavim lememtzoyim. Right? They say that they have koiches, but ultimately there's a God above all of them. Right? So he said, he says, why did the Arayas come against them? Because these people descended into an Avodah Zarah that did not acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. So far the Malbim is on the same page as the Radak, the Etzer. He's just explaining that therefore the Arayas had no fear of them, because that Tzemach HaLikim was bottle, klasant. And then he writes the following. Hashaylois loma kofal v'yodu es mishpat v'yishalach boim es ha'oyos v'chozo oma v'hina memisim oisom kasha ein yodim es mishpat alei ha'olets. He asks a whole bunch of questions. Some of them are technical and some of them are more mamoshistic. Hashaylois eich oma sha'akoyin o'yomoyga eich yiru es Hashem v'yu oisim goy elohot she'zer dobo soysel es atzmi she'en kein loyoy v'lehem eich yiru es Hashem. And that's where the Arayos went away. So he's bothered that it seems to be a stira. I pointed out that the first lashon is Mishpat Alehei Ha'aretz, and that means the indigenous God, the God that's over that land, they don't know. So therefore the Arayos are going against them, which is a very goyish idea, that each place and each location has its own God, its own Sar and Shaifet. And you have to behave yourself and worship that God. And they didn't. They worshiped the God that they came from. So the Kohen comes and he squares and he explains to them, no, that's not it.
But the Kohen is Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
So Eretz Yisrael is the Eden, is Hashem. Mishpat Kohen is here can't mean the Mishpat of the Avodah Zarah. It means the Mishpat of the
100%. But when you learn Mishpat Elohei Haaretz, it means that you are identifying that is a confined area where that God has control. Where they came from, they have their God. Here, they have their God. This ananda taich of Ribbono Shel Olam. That's not your taich of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the point. So does it right? So the Kohen is coming to do what? He's coming to be Yorei Es Hashem. So it's mashma that the Kohen is fixing them. That he's not just the like this Aretz. He's a lekei kol olam kula. But, you know, if that's the case, and they're yireyim es Hashem, so that means they became geirim. That's what it would be mashma. So he writes, anyhow, he has many questions here, and he says, v'chol ha'inyan kofu pirusha ne'alam. V'yov ha'echad, but b'kitzah, so how does he touch the whole thing? V'yov ha'echad me'akoyanim. So the Radak said that the koyim was a yirey shamayim and elochayit. He said, "Vayovech me'akoyim ha'yokoyim la'avodah zarah." Says the Malbim, "Akshe Yisrael shavdu avodah zarah ha'yom aminim b'mitzias Hashem u'keil elyoy." Akshe choshves ha'pesul agolim le'mtzayim. So, in other words, the shaila is even which kind of a koyim came. So, there's a very complicated parasha because the parasha is not mazgir itself. So, there's a possibility that the kusim, these kusim, what are they? The gerei arayos means sad to say that they're not gerim at all. They were, and according to the Malbim, who were they taught by? They were the same, the pasuk that says, Yorei Es Hashem. But who were they taught by? A Kohen himself, Avodah Zarah. So obviously it doesn't mean Yorei Es Hashem Manish. So what does it mean? The same thing that the Radak says, this Kohen taught them as Goyim. The bottom line seems to be the same. That he's taking Goyim and he's leaving them Goyim. So what does Geir Arayos mean? It just means that they changed their attitude, that there's a nuance, a subtlety in their Avodah Zarah. That's what it means. So the subtlety in Avodah Zarah, doch nishkin geirin bechlal. So it's not geirin because of Arayus. Geir Arayus means nishkin geirin bechlal. What's geir Yemes? That they taka with Mizgarah. So who was sent? Then for sure, Nishkin was sent. And he told them, listen, you want to get rid of the Arayus, then become geirin. And they became geirin taka. This machlokes remains. Kusim Geira Yemes, Kusim Geira Arayos, throughout Shas. The next time we encounter the Kusim, we find them in the time of Ezra, and they're making a lot of trouble. And they held back the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Vayishmu Tzorei Yehuda Ben Yomin, says the Pasuk in Ezra Perek Dalet, came up the entire Perek is about this inyan. Kibnei Agoy Lebonim Heichol Hashem Elikei Yisrael. Vayibshol Zlubodol Rosh Yehovitz Vayomu Lahem Nivnei Mochem. We want to share with you. We want to build also. And Zlubodol pushed them away. Vayomu Lahem Zlubodol Vayeshua Ushal Rosh Yehovitz Liyisrael Loi Lachem Volonu Livnois Bayis Leilekeinu. Ki Anachnu Yachad means alone, ourselves. Nivne Lashem Elikei Yisrael Kashat Zivonu HaMelech Koresh Yehovitz. Vayu am oetz merapim yedei am Yehuda umhavuli moysom livnois v'sochem aleim yoyetzim lo'ofer atzosom. It's a very big problem. They're starting now to go full force against Bnei Yisrael and writing sitna to Melech Malchus Achashverosh u'bimei achashavto kosav. And then there's a whole perek in Aramis. It's the Aramis of Ezra. So there Asher Aramis. It's not the Aramis of the Gemara of Targum Unculus. But in this Aramis, there's a whole discussion about how they tried to stop it, and finally, the Eden got the upper hand. So these people, what happened to them? What? Who are these people, and what happened to them? So this is a Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, and it's really fascinating because this Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar is in Perek Lamed Ches. The Parsha is talking about Vayeshev. It's the history of the Avos, and it's going already through. We're already up to the Maisa of Mechiras Yosef, and they speak specifically about the Cherem, the famous Cherem, that they needed 10, and they only had 9, and they were Meshatim to the Ribono Shel Olam. This is all in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. And the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar speaks about the inyan of Charomim and the importance of Charomim. So in Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, it's a long, long Perek, and at the end of the Perek, they get to this inyan of the Kusim in the time of Shomrei and Ezra in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So it says in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar the following. Shegolu Yisrael mimekoyma mishomrei. Sholach HaMelech es Avodov. He means Melech Ashur. Es Avodov v'hoishiv oysam mishomrei. He took these Goyim and replaced the Jews. He chased the Jews away from Shomrei and he replaced them with these kusim. Lahalos masla malchus me'osa kodesh bochu shilach bohem es ha'avoyos v'hoi hogim bohem shenema v'hi b'tchila shifton v'chulu. And that's the story that we described just a moment ago. Sholchu v'omu l'melech bovel zok de pirka d'rab lezer adoneinu ha'melech ha'oret sheshlachtonu eleo eino mekabel esaisonu. We're not surviving there. Ki nishavnu me'at me'habe. Apparently the Arayos made a big killing. Sholach HaMelech v'korol l'chol zikna Yisrael. As there it says, he went and he found the Kohen, and he said, sent the Kohen. This is the way the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar is masked. Sholach HaMelech v'korol l'chol zikna Yisrael. V'amar lehem, kol ha'shonim ha'ele she'yisim ba'atzuchem. Lo'y shiklo eschem chayas ha'sodeh. V'achshav einu mekabel ha'sodeh. Amar lo'y dobro shalaitzeh. He said, you know, this is the pshat. Ula yoshiv oysam la'atzom. Maybe bring them back? Oh, no, das nicht. So then what's the other answer? Anguloi adoneinu ha-melech. You know what? Ha'oretz ha-him eino mekabel es goy she'eino nimoil. Modne Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. It's eino mekabel es goy she'eino nimoil. Amar lehem tnu mikem shnayim. Vayelchu vayomulu oysam vayelamdum sefer ha-toyla. Tresant nezach. Udvar ha-melech ein lo-hoshiv. V'sholchu es Rab Dustai, his names, v'es Rab Zachariya. U'molu oysam, v'hoyu melamdim oysay sefer ha-toyla b'ksav noitarikai. It means mislom in the ksav that they were used to, from Kuta. U'boichim, v'agoyim ha-eilo ha-yohokim b'chukas ha-toyla u'b'chukas ha-loyayan. So even in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, it seems very unclear who they are, because the shaila is, when did they go? What is the transition between the previous pasuk that moloisam vayulamdemoisam sefer Torah and the next line vagoyim ha'elah ha'yuholchim b'chukas ha'Torah u'b'chukas ha'loyayim shenema es Hashem ha'yu yureyim des ha'loyayim ha'yu oivdim. The shaila is, was there ever a time that they were geirim mamish?
And it was only two geirim, only two people.
Two shluchim who were megayer everybody. These are the rebbeim. These are the tzaddikim that came. They were mayolim also vaystays. But they came and they were malus olam and they brought them to the Torah. But the question is, even from the very outset, they were not. Does it vayta kusim geira alayis? Or they were geira yemis and then they reverted. So what's the halacha of a person who's a ger for 5 minutes and then he decides he changed his mind? Changed his mind.
Yeah.
So the Rambam says, the Feirush, that such a person, and this is a source of many, many problems, as we will see in a moment, that such a person, you have to assume that the geirus was valid, because the Maisa geirus and everything that he said, Bishas Maisa, is 100%.
Yeah.
And it's just like a Yid who never turned against the Ribbono Shel Olam. He remains a Yid. Even Avodah Zarah. So the halachas and Yischai Misa and this and that and whatever, but an Alz Yid. Not that we say that that the geirus wasn't the geirus at all. That's the issue. So the shaila is, when did this happen? As Hashem hayu yireim v'salayheyem ha'yoyfim. But in any case, we're dealing with this kind of olam. Sha'allah ezla mibadah v'zubadah ben shaltil v'yoshua ben yoyitzadak. Yischilu bainim b'heichal Hashem. And that's who he quotes these psukim that I just mentioned to you. Bo aleim Hashem roimim l'mulchoma meyo shmoinim elef. Peledik. V'chishayim roimim hayu. V'aloy kusim hayu. So what we call even today the Samaritans, and they have their own Torah and this and that, and they worship and they make karbonis and hagrizim and chulu. So this is all that the Pirkei Avos is saying, the original Kusiyim. They're called Shomreinim because they live in Shomrei. That's why they're called Shomreinim. And not only did they make trouble, but the Bitchu Larag is Nehemia, and he quotes a pasuk in Nehemia Perik Vo. They stopped the work of the Beis Hamikdash for 2 years. So what does this have to do with this Perik, which is about Charamim? Tipsu as kol akol alechal Hashem, ve'hiu shloish meyos kahanim u'shloish meyos tinoikus shloish meyos shoifalois u'shloish meyos sifrei Torah b'yodah. Ve'yotoikim v'alevim u'shoirim u'mezamlim u'menadim u'sakusim b'soit shema mefoilosh u'b'chsav anichtov al aluchos u'b'cherim bezden o'elion u'b'cherim bezden atachtoy. Shlo yoichal odom Yisrael mipas kusi ad oilom. They made this incredible cherim against them ad oilom. It's irrevocable. So there is an interesting thing going on here. Zainan Zayidin says Zayidin and Nishkan Yidin. It's an amazing question. So it leads to the point where there's a machloikis kusim geira emes or kusim geira alayis.
So you could put a guy into cherem?
That's the question. That's my point. So vaystos that this whole mahalach is that it would seem to me that the Pirkei d'Rezel is corroborating the shita that kusim are geira emes. But geira emes hain geira emes mogen, they're nothing to write home about. In other words, with all the geirei emes, they're not geirei tzedek. In other words, they're geirim. Then they went back to worship their avodah zarah anyhow, which is not such a big question because the Yidden were once also very, very 100%. And then with Yerovam and the idols and everything, you have an Achav and you have an Izebel and you have an Eliyahu fighting them with an Eliyahu Ba'ara Carmel and Afal Pikena self-Kishtet. You know, it's incredible. But the koyach of avodah zarah, which we don't fully understand anymore because the yetzirah was bevutal, but at that time it was equivalent to the yetzirah that we have today for other things, like the cell phone. All right, forget about that comment. But lemaisa, the bottom line is that there's a tzad here to say, let's the chronology. They were geirei emes, and tzadikim came and they were maldim and they made them, taught them the Torah of Chule, and then they reverted back. And they are nice Yidden who are not 100%, but But these particular people stuck together, and they made a lot of trouble for Ezra. They wanted to kill Nehemiah. They delayed the Beis Hamikdash, and they were put in Cherem, and they were segregated. You know, you're not one of us. All these Charamim succeeded in pushing them aside.
Yes,
so there's a whole, that's a very interesting question, and I'm not coming to answer. Kusim is a parsha. It's a parsha kosho miyoyim. But I just want to point out that the Gemara, all the Gemaras that speak about Kusim, that Kusim, Matzas Kusim Materas, right, and then Kol Mitzvah Shek Zikabo Kusim, Habim the Gemara in Chul and Avdalit, Habim Medaktika Bo Yosim Yisrael, and that Kusim are not Nizer, which we have here and we have elsewhere in Shas, that they're not Nizer in Lifnei Iver, right? Because they teach Lifnei Iver differently, you know, so that they're not Moide in the Havon of the Torah Shabbal Peh. It's a very interesting Derech Agav, just. We have 2 or 3 hours.
It's interesting.
It's very fascinating, there's no question. But Derech Agav, I just want to point out something stand very interesting about Lifnei Iver. So you know that when a person says, how are you? And he says, Baruch Hashem, I have a roof over my head. Such a comment. I have a roof over my head, Baruch Hashem. So you don't have somebody going around making a collection to finish up the house. You know, to provide the walls. Why? Because the taich of I have a roof over my head means, Baruch Hashem, I have a place to live in, I have a parnasa, maybe even, I'm okay in that respect. Nothing great, but I have a roof over my head. Lifnei Iver lo yisitei michshol, vos meintos. Does it mean that you're not supposed to put a physical stumbling block, but me'inyon le'inyon chazal darshin, the derech drash, that it means don't give an etzah she'eino hagenes, and further, part of etzah she'eino hagenes is to be machshol somebody in an avera, like, you know, that's all extensions of the Poshib Shat. But the Poshib Shat is, don't put a physical stumbling block. Or no. The Pasuk is a mushal from the very outset. There is no Avera per se, except that maybe it's equivalent to Eitzah Sheino Hagenes, but it works backwards. In other words, the Avera is Eitzah Sheino Hagenes. In very poetic terms, the Torah defines, expresses Eitzah She'eino Hagenes is an Avera by telling him don't pull a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Kloimar, don't give a person an Eitzah when he's blind to the wrongness of the Eitzah. The person is interested in making commission, he's a stockbroker. There's a stock that's definitely Gonishvelt. But he is standing to make tremendous commission if he tells the person to buy thousands of shares. So he's over on Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. The person who puts a physical block in front of a blind person and the blind person may or may not trip on it, maybe he's not over on Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. Is it possible such a thing? So Rashi says in Chulin that they're not over Lifnei Iver because they teach Lifnei Iver Kipshuta. So there's a big machoikas about this Rashi. The Meshech Chochma writes beferish that chas v'sholom that a person should suggest that Rashi means that the kipshuta is a mistake. What he means is that they only touch it that way. We touch it that way plus. So the mele the nafkamina is, would they be worried to be moshit a dover osur to another person? So if you see they're eating it, that's a simon that they shechted it properly. But if you don't see them eating it, they just give it to a Yisrael, it could be that it's treif. How could you feed something treif to a Yisrael? They're not Nizer and Lifnei Iver. Because they touch Lifnei Iver only that way, that it needs a physical block to a really blind person. But that doesn't mean that we don't touch it that way. Plus, so we have Eitzah She'eino Hagenes. If you open up a Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and you look at the Rambam, the Rambam says, what is Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol? Don't give him an Eitzah She'eino Hagenes. Not once does the Rambam mention in that entire Hesber of the Avera, which includes Moshit Yayin L'Nozir, V'chulu, not once does he mention that you should not put a physical block. And the Minchas Chinuch discusses it in the Avera of, in the Chinuch of Lifnei Iver. But in any case, the Kusim were, just an aside, but the Kusim were nizer in certain things, and the Kusim were not nizer in other things. And the shaila here is a different shaila. The shaila is not who the kusim are, because we're not talking about marrying them or anything that has to do with them directly. The shaila is, are they providing you with something that is beseder? So then there's all shaila. The shema, by matzah kusi, v'chulu. It's a big question. But in any case, the kol mitzvah sheh ziku ba kusim harbi medaktikim ba yosem yisrael doesn't mean that afo pikein, they're not, you know, esalayayim ayoevdim. It doesn't mean that. Because lemaisa, they're not beseder, and they're not mekabel kol ha-toyra kula. So they're not beseder could be in many things, but when they are beseder, the shchita is a shchita, it's not a shchita. That's the question. So now you have to ask the question, are they goyim? So the answer is no, they're not goyim. So why are they not goyim? Because they were misgayim. But they're like geirim that nevertheless messed up, and their children are Jewish, and they vayker messed up for chulu chulu ad soif kol ha-toyres. And now that there was this cherem, so we don't know what the cherem impacted. It's Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, you know. It's not a Gemara beforeshes that we have to dingus off with it. It's hard to know. But the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar's mashma, that they made a cherem in the time of Ezra, and certain things became asur, and it sounds like they were merachik them legamri. So they didn't intermarry, that's for sure. But the question is, what about their shmiras ha-mitzvahs, and to what extent we can relate to those shmiras ha-mitzvahs becomes a complicated topic.
I thought when the Rosh called in the Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, it said that when Nachmakabel gave them from them. I may have misheard.
The Al Yisgayer Odom Kusi. The Al Yisgayer Odom Kusi could mean that when a Kusi comes and he wants to be an Elechayid. I don't know if Al Yisgayer means because you're assuming he's not Jewish.
That's what I was wrong.
Yeah, it's not clear at all.
Could be Mamzeres.
Yeah, it could be all kinds of daffin, so it's very hard to know. What's it noigea to me, the Iker, is like this. The Rashi, when he speaks about kusim geire aroyos in Yevamos Chavdalet on the bay, says, kagoin kusim dechsiv v'peiz v'malochim v'yishalach Hashem bohem es aroyos. Toisus asks the following question. Hach geire aroyos. That the Gemara says kusim ageire aroyos or kusim ageire emes. He writes, Ha geira aroyos loy domi loha de ikom and the omar kusim geira aroyos. The hosom ha yo oivdim eloi heyem kedeksiv besefer molochim. Uleman de omar geira emesen kosoba de shub nizgayru legamli. So it says here in the Gemara in Yevomis, the Ritva's masbir a little bit stronger. He says as follows, V'hikshu betoisvis kivun de geira aroyos geirim heim l'rabonam This is the shaila. The shaila is they could be geirim for ulterior reasons, and they're geirim gemurim. Or they could be not geirim at all because there was never any real geirus. So what are they? So Tosis says, yesh v'yesh. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about somebody who becomes a full-fledged geir for ulterior purposes. And the Gemara, it's also called geirei aroyos. But the Gemara in the Psukim and the Sugya, that episode in history of the Kusim in the time of Melech Ashur, they were not Gerim at all. So the Ritva says that Toysus is this Kashra, Hikshu b'Toysus kivon de Gera Aloyes Gerim heim l'abonon, l'oma omu shen kegoyim l'man de oma Gera Aloyes heim. The Tiltzu d'shani hosam, sh'akosuv oimer aleim v'salaheim o yo'ivdim, lo'ima So Tosfos says, the way the Ritva's Masbir, Tosfos says, beferish that those people, maybe the Kohen Taka was himself an Oved Avodah Zarah that came, like is mentioned in the Mefarshim. Abaviyaz on his line, there was no Geirus at all. Shaloin is Gaiu Belev Sholim May Oilon Veloi Kiblu Aleim. Uman the Machsho Hassan, Sovadin is Gaiu Belev Sholim, Elochosu Rasuram. That's the pick of the Rebbe Elazar Pashtas. There was a complete Geirus. They sent Erlich Yidden. They were Maldim. It means Mila and Tvila, the full Geirus, 100%. And they taught them the Torah. But, Chazur L'Surah. Aval Hocha, meaning in the Gemara Yevomis, Chavdalad on the base that they're talking about, Kibun the Nizgayu v'kiblu aleyem, Chazokahu, the Agav Unsayu Gomu v'kiblu, V'afal Gav the Machmas Ha'oinus, Ha'vigelus Alibud Rabbonu. So in other words, the question is, somebody comes and whatever koyach, whatever force, whether internal or external, they make them into geirim. So as the Rambam says, beferish in Hilchos Malachim, that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is mechuyev to force the goyim to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but there's no such thing as forcing the goyim to become Jews. So the idea here is, who were these kusim? Is we're talking now about three completely different tzedodim. One side about the original kusim, there's two tzedodim. Other there was no geirus at all, other there was a geirus for chazru l'sura. And that's what would be mashmah from the pick of the Rebbe Lezer, that chazru l'sura ad kedei kach, that they were separate and apart from Yidin, they made the Yidin tzaris, and they were put into cheirim, b'chulei, b'chulei. That's those kusim. And those kusim, there's another tzad to say that they never became geirim altogether. But there's another kind of discussion about kusim geirei arayos, and that's the discussion about people who were be'emes converted to a total Yiddishkeit. No avodah zarah, no nothing, no vos. It was something compelling them. It wasn't of their own volition and only for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The shaila is, what is that geirus?
You mean to get married?
The nageya getting married? You mean the ulterior motive is to get married? That's one example. There are many, many examples.
Yeah.
The Gemara says that they were not mekabel geirim, not be made David, not be made Shlomo. Not be made David because they were afraid. And not be made Shlomo because they were looking for the opportunity. You know, when you're Jewish, you're rich and you own all the businesses and you own all the newspapers and you own the government. That's the truth. So the kids are, you know, there's a litzanus that two people were sitting in the subway car. And each one is reading a paper. One is reading the Jewish paper, to Yidden. And one is reading the Palestinian paper, there, you know, the Goyish paper. So he says, what are you reading the Palestinian paper? He says, I'll tell you. You read your paper, you say, the Yidden are suffering here, and the anti-Semitism there, and there's tsarist tourists everywhere. You read the Goyish paper, the Yidden are on top of the world. They own all the banks, they have it so good. They take over neighborhoods, you know. And it's, why should I be upset, he says. I'd rather be happy. Abadutash Teshuva of the whole thing is this. The inyan of the Kusim al Siba is what interests us halacha lemaisa tremendously, because the shaila is always what happens if a person either wants to get married and therefore v'chulei v'chulei and so on. So the emison is, this problem came up in a very heavy duty way. You know where? By Shlomo HaMelech and Shimshon HaGibor. So the Rambam is very fascinating. The Rambam says the following very famous halacha, perek yud gimel of Yisui, bi halacha yud dalet. Al yale al daitcha, she Shimshon HaMoshia es Yisrael, o Shlomo HaMelech Yisrael, she nikla yedidya, nosu noshim nochriyos, big gay yusam. He says it's inconceivable, al yale al daitcha, that Shimshon and Shlomo married his Delilah and whatever he married earlier, that these were goyim when he married them. It's not shaykh. Shlomo HaMelech, Yedidya. It's not shaykh that he should marry goyish women. Not us. And it's an interesting lashon. Ela soid hadova kachu. Shamitzvah hanuchayna kishayovoy hagel or agiyoyos lizgaya. That's three possibilities, but of course the most famous one, b'negeya to us, v'im ish yuhu, boitkin achrov shema einov nosan b'isha yuhudis. That's the fourth possibility, or lehafach, isha hi, shema einel nosna, b'bochur mi bachure Yisrael. If you don't see any ulterior motive, it's a very interesting expression, he says. Amei Oretz feel the burden of the Torah. But people who are not Amei Oretz, they love the Torah and they're looking forward to the Torah and they embrace the Torah as the most wonderful thing in the world. But he says, but people who are Amei Oretz, they should feel the burden of the Torah. Torah Sheyesh Basiyosa. Kedeshe Yifroshu. So they should cease and desist. These are people who are erets, loinim tzolahem ilah, but still you're supposed to be merachik them. Like Naomi was merachik Rus at the beginning. im kiblu v'loy pirshu. V'lo oisen shechazru me'ava. Interesting, use the word shechazru by Geirus. Or shechazru me'ava. Mekablin oisom shenema v'tele kinis ametzesi l'alechasita v'techta l'daberim. The pasuk by Rus. So the Rambam says, what about the person that is interested in someone else and is for an ulterior motive of power or fear or whatever? So he says like this, Lefikach, Loi kiblu bezdin gerim kol yemei David ushloime. Bimei David shema min apachat chazru. Again, chazru means they want to be gerim. Ubimei shloime shema bishvil hamalchus vahatoi vahagdoi lo shoyu ba Yisrael chazru. They were in the Acme on the peak, you know, they're on top of the mountain.
What about the wives? He's saying that he married them, they were gay, right? The gay.
Amen. He's talking about their wives. He has a whole mahalak just to explain this point, which he gets to the very next halacha. Then he starts with halacha yudalid, we're holding in the middle of halacha tezvot. He won't get to the point until halacha tezayin. So he says, will be made shloimei not. Shema b'shvil ha-malchus v'atoiv ha-gdoi lo shoyu b'yisrael chazun shekol ha-choyza min ha-goyim b'shvil dovo mehav li ha-oilom einam megeire ha-tzedek. You notice an interesting lashon? What should he have said?
Einam
geirim, exactly. V'afo pigein hoyu geirim ha-arvei mizgairim b'mei dovid u'shloimoy. So the question is, where did you get the bezdin? So he says, all you need is three hadyotis. So the problem of Geirus is that there isn't a formal Bezdin that's a Bezdin of Geirus. And that Bezdin, if you would go there, be made David or Shlomo, what would be a big sign on the front door? Closed. And we won't be open for business. Abba Lemaisa, they went to a Rump Bezdin. They made an artificial, he pointed a Bezdin. He got three Eden together. And he says, you mask him to Tzidir and you watch the meal of the field of a chum. Bafo became, oh, you Geirim Arbe, this guy who made David or Shlomo, Bifnei had Yaitas. For your bezin, now this lashon is a very shvera lashon, and this lashon has prompted a lot of Torah. For your bezin hagadol, it means the ones who are in charge of the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. Choishishin lohen. What does that mean? Choishishin. What's meant choishishin? Loi doichin oisan achashetovlu. He means milu and tvilu. He's talking about women. It's only tovlu. Says achashetovlu. Mikolakoy. V'loi mekarvin oisan. So to me it would seem, if I'm just reading this on my own without anybody else's help, without the Gedolim and Talmid HaChomim who have learned this Rambam, so I would say, oh, your best Avodah Choshishin means we have to assume that they're again. However, since there's a tzad that it wasn't, so what does it mean V'loy Mekarven Oysa? So mekavenosim could mean we don't marry them. Mekaven also could mean also that we don't feel an obligation by haftanus again. Abavi is on his zayin. He writes like this: Lefi shegiya shloimei noshim v'nosan. Lefi shegiya shloimei noshim v'nosan. He married them also. V'chein shimshen giya v'nosa. V'hadova yodua shloi chozru. Again, they didn't become gerim. Ela al v'shvil davar. But loy al pi bezdin giyurum. What does it mean loy al pi bezdin? A bezdin that's real, right? It doesn't have to be bezdin agadol, but it has to be a real bezdin, right? But it was here het yoytos. Chishvon hakosuv ki ilu hein goyos ubi suvan oimdin. So the pasuk says they married noshim nachrias. So the Rambam is teaching up the pasuk that it's lav dafka, and the pasuk means that it wasn't the right thing to do. And the pasuk means that they weren't supposed to be accepted as gerim to begin with, but they did it anyhow. V'oid shayichiach soifon al chilason shehin oivdois avaydazola shalohen ubonu lahen bomas. V'helo ha'alov ha'kosuv that even to such an extent that they hold Shlomo HaMelech responsible, that it says that Shlomo oz yivne Shlomo boma. He didn't build the bomas, but since they built the bomas and he created this tzara, so it's nichtav al shmai. Like good things are nichtav al shmai, sometimes bad things. So what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? The next halach in the Rambam. Ger shaloi bodku acharov. What does it mean, bodku acharov? So the Rambam said earlier that in ishu bodkin acharov shema enof. So lo bodku acharov means they didn't inquire They didn't check the person out. They didn't inform him about the mitzvahs and the punishment that accrued. So this opens up a tremendous tempest, because what is the Rambam saying? And the question here, of course, is what about a person who comes, he has no intention of keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah, but he wants to be a Jew, and you tell him, you're going to end up in the crematorium maybe, is that, you're masking today? He says, yeah, I'm masking, I want to be a Jew. But he's not showing the mitzvahs now, I mean, because he's a goy, and he has no intention of being shown the mitzvahs afterwards. Right?
How do you know he has no intention?
He says so.
He says he has no
intention? Yeah, he says so.
Just a moment.
What does he mean? He means that there's no such thing as that they reverted, because there's always the possibility that they simply lost it. In other words, the question is like this: for how many minutes do I have to remain committed? So I gave you a case that the person says in advance, beferish with fair molar, that he's not makabel. Now, if I think everyone's masking, he's not again. But what happens if the person doesn't say anything? Now listen to the story. These are stories, Maisim Becholyon. A person wants to become a ger. Yes, then why do you want to become a ger? He says, because I want to marry this fellow, Ira something. He's Jewish. So I want to become a geiris. Ira is not a Shomer Shabbos. And she intends to live with Ira. That's why she wants to become a geiris. So what does that mean, Lamaisa? That he's not going to keep Shabbos and she's going to keep Shabbos? And is there any hoychocha that she's going to keep Shabbos? So now they come and they tell her, you can't be a geiris unless you're mekabel kol ha-Torah kula. Because the halacha says, and it's brought down in the Rambam also, that if a person says, I'm mekabel kol ha-Torah kula chutz midover echad, and even a possibility of a derabbana, then you can't be a get. You ain't a get. So not just somebody who says, I don't want to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, stam hefker. Even one thing, ain't a ger. It's like keeping your finger out of the mikvah. Ain't a ger. So she said, no, I want to be mekabel everything. That's what she says. So what am I supposed to do now? So if I'm a bezdin, a chosh of a bezdin, I say, forget it. You're coming with excuses, you're coming with purposes, we don't trust you. In the stomach, you're not sincere. But the three adyaitis and the three adyaitis supervised the tefillah for this girl. 100% the tefillah was perfect. The tefillah was perfect. And they don't bother too much telling the mitzvah. So, oh, she's mekabel. They say, repeat after me. I am mekabel kol ha-Torah kula from now on. And 2 days later, she's living with the guy. She's not tevil in the mikvah. She's living with him. She's a geiris, so she's a nida. If she's not a geiris, she's not a nida. It's like interesting. Oh, but the bottom line is she doesn't keep Shabbos, she doesn't do anything. Is she a Geiris or not? Comes the big Shaila Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Tvarim. She said that she is. So what are you going to do? So this is a tremendous question. So who deals with this question? Demisner is really, I'm probably past my Zman already.
Okay.
It's such an important sugya. So then is the first one that was ma'ayin in the sugya, let's say be'iyun in this topic, is the Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkis, the Beis Yitzchok in Yoredeya Beis Simen Kuf. He wrote a long arichus, and he discusses this inyun and starts with the sugya of anitan ala shivcha, that a person who is living with a shivcha, and then she wants to be mizgayera, so he can't marry her. That's the halach. So, and some say, give a cook. The very fact that she intends to marry him is the chutz medaver echad. Because really, al pidin, she's not allowed to marry him. This becomes a very complicated shaila halacha lemaisa. There's a dayan in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shlush, who wrote about the Russians that they were megayim, they wanted to stay with each other. So it's very complicated. So he has a terim and so on, but it's a big sugya, and he writes about this inyan also. But that's recent. The earliest ones was the Beis Yitzchak. But subsequently, there's a very substantial tshuva in the Achiezer Chele Gimel of Reb Chaim Oizer. And this was the story. Nishalti mirum malas kvoidoi sheyichya lifnei nisiyosi mi Weisbaden benochris shenises li Yisrael bederach tzivili. He saw him as Rachim, civil marriage.
Civil.
Right, well, obviously they can't get married with Kedas Yisrael, because even if there was a rab that said Kedas Moshe Yisrael, and even if they gave a ring Kedas Moshe Yisrael, there's no such thing as a marriage as Kedushin between a Yid and a Goy. It doesn't exist. The Metzias doesn't exist. But here, Ka'es Baal, if name Alas Poitavasa, would sign is Gaya. She wants to be Miss Gayeris. So they were married, they've been living together, and she is a Goya, and he is a Jew, and now she wants to be Miss Gaya. The tzidet ruv malas kvoy tavasoi, Rashi Tevet, she yichya, ulai be'efshori lo'okel, ki im lo yikablua legelus bezdin kosher, bedin tvila v'kabolas mitzvahs, teilich lebezdin shol v'fono. This is not, it's not a recent thing, this is already an altamais. Bagedus lo yiyesham kados, so she'll remain a goya, and he'll continue living with a goya. He says we shouldn't bother with such people. So there were 2 days. There was one day that said maybe to avoid her going to reform, thinking that she's a geyoras v'chule, we should be megayer her. The other one says, hey, chataisa. You know, she's going to continue not keeping the mitzvahs. And the Geiris is for an ulterior motive, mechateisa, we should bother. That was the shaila that was presented to him. Okay? So first he starts with the discussion of nitan ala shifcha, and then he quotes a machloikas in the Rishonim, the mazbir, v'chulu, v'chulu, and I'm not going to read this whole tshuva to you, obviously, but this is what he says in the part that I want to read. The Nine Benidoin Didan, this is Ois Dalit already after several pages. Nine Benidoin Didan, Shemis Gayeres, Almanas, Lehinose, Oyamokum, Lefakbe, right? Af I Neymar, the Miskayeres, Belev Shomer. The Homavur, the Becholis Lamed Aleph, the Gemara that everyone quotes, this is the idea of Chutz Midover Ech. Mavur mebroch bechayres daf lamed aleph nochi shabol lekabel dibei toira chutz midavarev ein lekabel noisa. And there's one day in the Gemara filu diktuk hecho midivrei sofer, even a drabon, even one private drabon, and she's, they say I'm not interested, I don't want to keep it. Right, it's no good. Moshe has a tshuva, and in his tshuva he has a very interesting story. What was the story?
What happened to Chaim Weizer's
plan? This is a footnote. I'm not giving up to Reb Chaim Weizer. I'm telling you a footnote because he's talking about Chutz Midikduk Echad. I'm going to tell you an interesting maisa that he had before him, Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe has a maisa which is very, you know, it's like it touches the heart. There was this lady that basically she was a tzaddikas. But what happened was, she wanted to become a Geyaris. A Geyaris. Geyaris Emes. Geyaris Tzedek. But what? She was working for a boss, not an easy boss. And the people in the office, when they heard that she wants to become a Geyaris, they told her that, you know, that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, this boss is not going to let you off. So she said, so I won't keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave at Sinai. I have to accept that Torah. So I accept the Torah. But I know my weaknesses. And I know that I won't be able, I feel that I won't be able to keep it. I'm a Kabbalist. So the person says, well, if you're a Kabbalist, you realize there'll be punishments? He says, listen, there are a lot of people who are not keeping mitzvahs, and they seem to be functioning, and I'll be like them. So does haste Kabbalah, so does haste nish Kabbalah. I'm a Kabbal the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, but it's more than theoretical. I'm a Kabbal it, and let the chips fall where they may. I can't do everything. But here it's even, so what happened was, that she was misgayer, and she was misgaber on her yetzer, and l'maisa, she didn't work. So zech mendoch that he was mekabel. Yeah, it's not that later she changed her mind, I'm mekabel this also. It means she was mekabel, but she was afraid. She was afraid. So you can quit your job, the people who came to America, they were Shomer Shabbos, and suddenly they stopped being Shomer Shabbos. So you could see that the nerves of Parnosa could make a difference. But let's now go back to this Chutz Midavar Echad. So what does Reb Chaim Moses say? So he says as follows. Ulam nira da'adin de nitan ala isha lo yisa ena ha isa rak ola v'lo yaleha. So first he says, maybe the isa is not on her, it's only on him. Right. And then he says, k'ma shekosav anoy de biyuda, ha'klal de kol mokum de toni lo yisa ena yisa ola v'lo yitinasa yisa aleha. Depends on Loshon and the Gemara. V'afal pidi ima yisa ola v'memela asua because of Bifnei Yivel Esita Mirshav. Vapizu the Rabbanan, Yeshi Yisu Yifnei Yivel. You see, he's going into the whole thing. Kvoshetzide Chalas Shubas Pnei Yeshua Minchas Chiruch. His memory was phenomenal. He had an unbelievable Bekiyas. He wrote it when he was very young. Mekom kom Yeshlom Akivim Deim Nises Loiteitze Im Kenein Bozei Guf Yisu Rak Yisu Lechatchila Mishum Hasa Mimcha Ikshus Peh Ve'ev Shad Alisa Lechatchila Ein Din Lefnei Yivel Esita Mirshav. That's what he's saying now. He made a beferish statement. I'm not mekabel this, and otherwise I don't want to be a ger. There's no such thing. Very big kula that people mention in the name of the Achiezer.
And what did time of what your Maisha Paskin on that?
One second, man. I time a nira Maisha Choshes or Rav Agoyin. Ma'ri posen l'gayach l'fishol yishma dina Yisrael ka'alocha. After Loimed Ein Lochus was that keeping the Mekabalah of Kol Mitzvahs, after Choshev Lava Hezer, Mea Mitzvahs HaKakach L'Teyoga. Mekom Mekom Ein Zem Miniyo L'Kabalahs HaMitzvahs. V'dapka Hechu Shemasni repeats again, Shaloi L'Kabalah, Zeu Chisar Mekabalahs Mitzvahs HaKakach. Ulam Hechu Shebo Adobo, Shevada Yavo, Achei Kein, Al Yisurei Toilo, Kilo Shabbos, Achilles Treifas, Vam Yoidim Nebiru Kavanosei, Sheinem Mizgaya La'Pafonim, Libay Balimoi, So the Achiezer is not equivocating here. He's simply saying it depends on the story. He says, if you have a person that's clearly not interested in any of these mitzvahs, so then his Kabbalah is not real. But if a person is Mekabel, and there's certain things that he feels he's, Mefukbuk, if he'll be able to handle it, the person says, I hope I'll be able to handle it. I don't know for sure if I'll be able to handle it. So he says such a thing is not a chesaron necessarily in Kabbalah and mitzvahs, and maybe it's not ma'akiv in the games. Now, we come to the next shlav, and that is the question, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Maybe you could say that what they say, the feirush, which is, I am a Kabbalah all the mitzvahs, so it's like repeat after me, right?
Yeah.
There was a Rav in America that he arrived in America. He wants to tell him the matzav of Yiddishkeit. So he says to me, he was Masada Kedushin. He writes in the letter to his friend in Europe. He writes, I was Masada Kedushin, and I see that the fellow is such an Amoritz that he can't even say Areyat. So I tell him, repeat after me. I'll say it, and you just repeat the words. He says, Arey, Areyat, At, Mekudeshin, Kudeshin. Come to Lee. It's going to have a problem because it doesn't work. He doesn't want to marry her. He's happily married to Rav. So he, you know, what do you do now? So he said, nu. So Shteitzer, what did he say? He said, weiter nu. So he said, nu, nu. So he said, nu, nu. So he says, for heaven's sake, say li already. So he writes in the letter, now for the first time I understand the pshat in the posuk, samachti ba'imrim li. This is this is the question. So Dvarei Shalei, he says, I repeat everything you say. Arei ani mekabel alike kol mitzvos haTorah belishum hes hisus upikbuk belishum yotzei min haklal amen. So is it a kabbalah or is it not a kabbalah? It's not a kabbalah. It's a perfect kabbalah. And now after the gerus, he goes out celebrate with his friends in McDonald's. So what's the story? So, he quotes the tshuva of Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes, the Beis Yitzchak. The Achiezer quotes this tshuva right now. It's ois hay. Ra'isi ka'es b'sefer Beis Yitzchak chaylik yogadeya shekosav kein, the kivun de'ika umdeno demuchat lo'y shayach b'zeh dvolim shebelei ve'inam dvolim, lo'y havi kabbalas gevis. Gam istapik shom beguf hadin de'ein mekabbal chutz mitoho echad afilu dikdu gachad min divlei soifim, and he quotes different makoris one way or the other. Yeah. Israel Ger Toshav, and is it similar to Ger Toshav? Ach Mislor and Niri writes on the bottom of this, Kivan the Kabbalah's mitzvahs ma'aki bevade beinan shein kabbal olav kol ha-mitzvahs, elo sheyesh listapik emeinu makabbal dikduk echa b'divay soifrim, lefshra min ha-toyra ha-vigeh, kivan the kibbal olav kol mitzvahs ha-toyra. So he says, v'tzorach iyo. L'inyan ha-locha b'pshutei nila, she'ein lebezdin kosher lekabloh, to accept this lady that we're talking about, legeirus. Kibun shekabonosu l'shein ishus, v'gam acha shenizgayla asu aloi, v'tzad nitan alanochus, v'nizgayla d'loi yisoeno. U'ma shechoshish malas kwey togosu shema tobe lefnei lefoma, emes hadobu shezor shash godol, she'etzo lefoma loi tiya geirus kadas. Right? Da'am avur de kabolas mitzis ma'akebes, imeinu, Beyoim, Ulishloisha, Lukuliyam, it's not a gayrus. Where is the best impossible Vedim Sulim? Because that's in Kabbalah Samitzvahs. According to the Reform, it's not called Kabbalah Samitzvahs for us. But they're Kabbalah Samitzvahs, Ananda Zachin Gansen. It's, what is it called? Global warming. That's their Kabbalah Samitzvahs, you know, Tikkun Olam. Hareinz are Kabbalah Samitzvahs, Udomi Luchutz Midover Echot. Mikomokon Einon Ulochish Lazer, he says, we don't have to worry about that. And whatever happens, happens. And it goes through various makaris about that idea as well. Then he writes, he means the Russian Revolution. You know, Nishalti b'kayotze by Eze pa'amim, b'nochris shenisis li'yisroel b'tzevilya, l'tzaynu l'izgayel l'nosi b'chupa b'kidusha. She wants to, right? She wants to now marry b'chupa b'kidusha. So, ba'amram, sheritzaynu l'gadol z'b'neim al pidas Yisroel, v'gam oimim, shimabezim lo yikablu l'geiris, yishtamid abal. You know, so they'll go one way or the other. If she can be accepted as a geiris, they'll raise their children Jewish. If she's not, they want to be consistent, and since she's a Goya, so he'll become a Meshuvah, and they'll join the Pravoslavna, you know, the Russian church. And this is the Shaila that comes up over and over and over again, which is totally Nitan ala Shivcha v'chulei v'chulei. The Dvar Avram has received the Sefer Achiezer, and he wants to make a hora about one particular prat in the comments of Dvarim Shebelev. And he says a very interesting thing. He says, besides the question of Hoychiach Sefer al Tchilasei, that it's an undana, that they never really meant it b'chlal, and the question is, is it a problem of Dvarim Shebelei Ve'inam Dvarim or not? He says that Dvarim Shebelei Ve'inam Dvarim does not apply there at all. Why? He says as follows. There's a sugya of Talyu V'zovin Zvino Zvino. if a person takes someone and forces him to sell a property or an item to him, let's say a piece of, you know, something to him, so, you know, I have an appetite for your place, for this tape recorder. It belongs to you, so I'll pay you for it. He says, I'm not interested. I don't want to sell it. I can't get another one, or I have certain emotional attachments to it. I'm not interested in selling it. So he says, well, if you don't sell it, I'll break your bones. Or whatever. So he sells it. So is it a sale or is it not a sale? Zvina, zvina. How do you avoid such a sale? There's one way to avoid such a sale. That's called mesiras meida. If you go to somebody, to Aiden, in advance, and you say, this is going to happen, and I'm going to have to accept and acknowledge the sale, and give him the chayfetz, but afal pikein, you should know that I'm meisim meida, that I have no intention of selling, v'chulei v'chulei. And then later, he's tayin in Bezdin, he brings these to Aiden, and the Bezdin forces the person to give it back. So he says, how is it possible to say, says the Gemara, that the sale is a sale? Noch beliba, he never intended to sell it. So the Gemara says, Dvarim shebalei v'enam dvarim, because, so the Dvar Avraham says, listen, in the case of the Talyug of his oven, because he has no choice and he's forced to do it, and he knows that the way he's going to be forced is what? That they're going to be Aiden present that watched the sale and saw the sale. And the Aiden are not told, because he can't refuse. So he's making a normal sale. I'm not talking about the Aiden of Mesiras Meida earlier. There was no Meida. The episode itself, the guy comes and he says, and he threatens him and he says, I'm going to take it regardless. So now he gets it. How is he ever going to get it back? He can't get it back. Because the person has it in his pocket. The Edom, if there are any Edom, or a shtar, if there's any shtar, is in the hands of the other fellow that he bought it, legitimately. So all the cards are stacked against him. He has no Edus to prove his point, and the other fellow has the Edus to prove his point that he bought it. Knowing that it's not going to be possible for him to get it back, it's like a kind of Yush sets in, and he's masking to the sale. He says, this person, unless he's living in a certain tkufa or under a certain environment, he can say whatever he wants about the Gerus. Who's going to stop him from doing whatever he wants after the Gerus? Nothing. So how could you say Dvarim Shebalei Veinam Dvarim? It's not comparable to the story of Talyuva's oven at all. In Talyuva's oven, he knows he's losing the chayfetz. If Lu Yitzuyu, you could somehow know that if you don't keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, something is going to happen to you. But he knows nothing's going to happen to you. You can do whatever you want. It's a free country. So he can say, I'm Megayer. And in his heart, he says, I have no intention of being Megayer. And there's no question that he has no intention. He's not going to be keeping any... I have no intention of keeping the mitzvahs. Then it comes out that Itakin is not going to keep the mitzvahs. And Varaya, he isn't keeping the mitzvahs. And who's going to stop him? What's going to hold him back? He's not going to get shishi somewhere. There's nothing holding him back from violating the whole Torah. So then in that case, says the Dvar Avraham, you would never say Dvarim Shebalei Veinam Dvarim. Avadik is Dvarim, the Dvarim Shebalei is exactly what he intended.
So it isn't a good Gerus.
He says it's not a good Gerus.
He's
saying that there's a lot of parts to this, but assuming that there's a formal Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and he didn't say chutz mi anything, and let's assume even for a moment that he doesn't come with ulterior motives, even without ulterior motives. But if you see that the second after the Gerus he's celebrating in McDonald's, then according to the Dvar Avraham, it's a raya that he never intended to be mekabel the mitzvahs, and we don't care what he said because the Dvarim Shebalei override what he said. We know what's really in his heart from the very outset. That's what he's taining.
That's not Reb Chaim Moshe.
And that's not what Reb Chaim Moshe says. Correct. Reb Moshe has a very interesting pshara, if you will. I don't know what you want to call it. Reb Moshe says the following. Because the shaila is, what about David and Shlomo? Shimshon and Shlomo. So according to all of this, then of course, you saw that they were Oved Avodah Zarah. Rav Moshe says there was a lapse. There was a pause. In other words, They were worshipping Avodah Zarah, and he made the best one. And they said 100% we're Mekabel, and for 6 months they didn't do any Avodah Zarah.
Right, and then they went back.
Then
they went back. Where it says that in the Pasuk, it's nowhere to... I mean, what I'm saying is, Rav Moshe is assuming that. Because then you say, since there was a lapse, so whatever they did later is not a Chiyach Soifan al Chilasa. That's what he tied this. But Ageya, this particular story, that's where we have to end, because I don't want to keep you forever. But Ageya, this story, I want to tell you what his maskana is. He has a very long arichus here, and he says as follows. Vayim baraman perik yugimu misur bi alocha tazayim shakosav al noshim shishlom yoshim shinghiu vinasum shaychiyuchu soifan al chilasan shein oivis akum shalahem ubonu lahem bomis. And he come akoyim, v'alocha yitzayin, ger shaloi botko achav umol v'tavu v'fnei gimel ad yoytis harei ze ger. We read that halacha also, v'afilu chazo v'obad akum, harei uki Yisrael muma. Ulefika kimu shimshin ushloim in nishayseem v'afu pishin igua soida. Shalachay rahim dvarim soismin. The mimashe kosav shaychiyach soifan al chilasan mashma, shenis batal gerusa. V'eich chazav achakav, ulefika kimu shimshin ushloim in nishayseem ואף על פי שניגו הסוידם, הרי שלא נספק לגירוסה. וצורך לא אימא, דאובה זמן גודל, עד שהסחילו לעבוד אקום, ולכן אין זה היכוך הממש לבט על גירוסה. דרי הוסם שנסגיירו בשביל רוצן בעליהם, שלא היו נויסן נויסון, אם לא היו שם לו תוילה, הרי זמן גודל שם לו תוילה. He says an interesting thing. These women, these queens, these princesses, whatever they were, למעשה, who are they marrying? And they're לחיי. And he says, from now on, everybody's going to do what they're supposed to do. So they said, okay. So for a while, they were taka doing what they were supposed to do. And the mailer, that's a raya, that the gerus was a gerus. And then what happened was that slowly but surely, they slipped back into their own ways. Maybe they felt a little more confident. You know, they got more power. They were more prominent. V'chulei, v'chulei, whatever it is. V'rakach hazman tok for yetzer azoy dezor alayu. Atzlo yichbas lehem in yigalshem. לכן לא נפטל גירוסה מצד וורם שבלב, אף שלפי אונדנו הוא היכוכה, אף שאוב הזמן גודל, גם על תחילוסם, שלא קיבלו המצס עליו, אלא אמרו בפיהם לרמץ בעליהם, זו סבסדן, ודלוות על הגירוס בין אין אונדנו ברורה, כענן סעדה. So he says a very interesting thing. This is also a very important point. What happens, Igris Maisha, sure. What happens if a person... He uses his seichel hayosher. He says, "Like, what? If you want to look it up, by the way, it's in Yeridei Achel Gimel, Simon Kuf Ches, Very fascinating truth. He's asking a question. You know, there's certain things that we do because our logic compels us. You cross the street on the green because even if you see a car coming and you see it slowing down, you know that he's not going to suddenly speed up." And go through the light. Happens once in a million for whatever reason. But Lamaisa, our logic dictates that he's going to stop and the green tells him that he has a red light and I have a green light to go across the street. Right, so what's our logic telling us about these women? In other words, if you're a betting person, what are you going to bet? These women, they're going to keep the Torah or they're not going to keep the Torah?
Now?
They're coming to be misgayer in this Bezdin Shel Adyoitos, which Shlomo HaMelech set up for them. And somebody's watching the scene, and he has a cynical streak in him. What is he going to say about them? That there's not a chance in a million that they're not going to end up worshipping Avodah Zarah just like before. Some who are more cynical will say immediately, and some will say 6 months or a year later. And we know that they're not Mekabel Mitzvahs. Why do we know it? We know that they're not Mekabel Mitzvahs because we know who they are. We know where they're coming from. It's all politics. They're marrying the Melech because they want to be powerful and they want to, it creates connections with other Medinais like they used to do. I mean, you know, Azeidas. So, if you are logical, your Umdana is what? That they're not Mekabel even now. What's the problem? It's not, it says Rav Moshe, an umdana de muchach. It's not an umdana de muchach. What he's basically saying is that sometimes you say dvarim shebelevein and dvarim, and sometimes you don't. And it's totally in how clear it is from the very outset that it's meaningless. So when is there an umdun of the muchach if 2 seconds later they're worshipping Avodah Zarah? That's too powerful of a riot to say Dvarim Shebalei Veinam Dvarim. Avodah Gevurah in their heart they never intended. And the mele, their words are meaningless. When do the words override the Dvarim Shebalei? When there's a lapse, because you can always say what? That ain't a chanami. For a few days they were beseder. Can you say not? You can't say not. Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Yirelei Naim, Hashem Yirelei Leibav, Hazei Shtet. So if that's the case, I can't be confident that they didn't have a moment of emes, so then I can't say Dvarim Shebalev is real. I have to say Dvarim Shebalev ain't a Dvarim, and I go by what they said. What did they say? We makabel everything. So this is the Nakuda. Associated with this Nakuda, by the way, in general, is what is the role of Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs Bechlau. It's interesting that when the Rambam says in the next page, Ketzad Mekablim Geirei HaNek, Kesheyovoy Lizgayel, V'yivdeku Acharov, Deboidek Acharov, V'lo Yimtzu'u Ila, and you don't find any ulterior motive. Lo Yimtzu'u Ila. It's a crazy thing to do. It's a Gemara, and the Maase, it's 99% in all the Tkufas, it's true. And what does he have to say? Very famous. More than Afopikain. He says, that's an unbelievable statement. I'm not worthy. In other words, if this is the Geirul of Klal Yisrael, imagine the reward that comes to them. So if that's the case, I may not even be worthy of becoming such a Jew. That's Bevuyim Eschufim Yisurim Boin Aleim. And if he says that, Oimer Ani Odeya, I do know it. Ve'eni Kedai Mekabru Noisei Miyad. U'meidiyin Noisei Ikrei Adas Shu Yichud Hashem Yisrael Be'edazorim Alichim Bozeh Me'oi, and so on and so forth, Kalas V'chamuris. One of the interesting things that you tell the ger, the mitzvah of leket shikhod peyam. Why specifically that? Because an akum is nereg apochus m'shavet bruto, because money means a lot to him. See, it's in Yiddishkeit, the goyim, money means a lot to them. By the goyim, the Jew is mamish, money, money, money. It's a interesting welt. But, so a goy who wants to become a Jew, he has to know he's going to have to leave leket and shikhod peyam. It's going to hurt you. You're going to have to leave some of it for somebody else. And you harvested it. It's your field. It's your tefua. Why should you want to do that? So you tell them, no, as thus is Yiddishkeit. The whole concept of tzedakah, there's a Jewish idea. You know, the Jewish idea. The Romans and the Greeks, they were crazy against it. You see, Tumas Rufus HaRashim, the Gemara in the Baba Basra Daf Yud, you know, the whole machlokes with the Akiva. Ema Kodesh Bochu Ayev Isaniyim Ipnei Ma Einoy Mefandasan. Why doesn't he provide for them? So the bottom line is that according to this, there's something missing here. What about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? And then the question is, so you'll tell me, because Maidinoi say Ikrei Adas. But it's Ikrei Adas is not Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Ikrei Adas is what? You say this. Specifics. Kalos, Mixas Kalos, Mixas Chavuris. No, Mekabel is saying Yad means that you're Mekabel to you begin the process of games. Right. Yeah, Mekabel doesn't mean that he's already a game. Right. You have to be, there's Mila and Tvila that's coming up, right? And then you tell him Hashkofis and all kinds of stuff. But the bottom line is that it doesn't seem that the Rambam is here talking about that he's coming with a havana that he's mekabel kol ha'Torah kula. So of course, earlier in the Rambam, and he writes v'chein l'dayrus, because he starts out that Klal Yisrael was the mila tefila and hatzos damim karbon v'chein l'dayrus k'shiyitz ha'goy l'kones l'blis u'l'stoyfek tachas kanfi ashkina v'kabel olav oil teilo tzorch mila tefila v'hatzos karbon. So the Rambam says beferish v'kabel olav. What does that mean? So most Sforim write, at least in the Rambam, and there's a big discussion about this. There's a Beis Meir, the Shalos HaTshuva, Simon Yud Beis, and there's those who disagree with the Beis Meir. It's very complicated. Is the Moedia Oison Mitzvah the same, the Kabbal of all mitzvahs? Is it the same thing or is it something else? So many Svarim write, many Achronim write, that discuss this problem in the Rambam, because it's very Nogeya. Does a person have the possibility of a Geirus without formally stating that he's Mekabel Mitzvahs? And then the question is, what if we know that he's not Mekabel Mitzvahs because Eichir Soifat Kulosa V'chumum? But just in general, is there Kabbalas Mitzvahs as part of Geirus? So many say that there's a difference between the formality and the actual orientation. The formality, it might be, what would happen if you knew that the Beis Din didn't follow all the protocol, and there was no Moedin Oisai at the beginning, Mitzvahs Kalas, Mitzvahs Chamuros, and he was molded Tovah L'Shem Geirus. Right? Is it a Geirus or not? So that's a Machloikas, and there are Shittas that say that it's a good Geirus. It would be Mashma at first blush, that it's shaykh to be a Geir just because you want to be a Geir, you want to be part of the Jewish people, and you don't have to have Kabbalas and Mitzvahs. Those who disagree obviously say that that's not shaykh. There's no such thing as Geirus. Mm-hmm. The etzem concept of Geirus is Kabbalas Mitzvahs HaTayim. The question is only, was it part of the structure of Beis Din? What if it was Mal without Beis Din? It's not good enough. What if he was Teivel without Beis Din? Again, not good enough. So the shayla is, what if he was doing all these things without Beis Din? So the Teretz is it good enough or is it not? So the Moedin Oisai that Beis Din is required to do, if they fail to do it, is a machlokes, is that ma'akev or not ma'akev, in the Maisa Geirus. But in the idea of what Geirus is, Avada Geirus mitzidoi, he has to come with an understanding that he's makabel the mitzvahs of the Torah. Otherwise, it's not shaykh. And that's the conclusion of most Sfarim, and they touch up that that's exactly what the Rama means at the beginning. In Perik Yud Gimel, He wants Likonis Lebris. This is his attitude, Meirosh. Then, Tzorich Mila Tfilah V'Atzoras Domin. Besides the Mila Tfilah V'Atzoras Domin, there's a technicality that the Moedia is saying Mikzas Kalis Mikus Chamuris, and certainly in Yonei Hashkofa as well, and like a Chikram Peya. But that's a formality in the Maisa Geirus. But in the Inyan of Geirus, there's no such thing as Geirus if a person doesn't come with the intention of being Mekabel Mitzvahs. So then what it comes down to is, do we accept somebody that we are misupik about because he comes because of the 30 of others? The answer is no. What happens if they Megayer him anyhow? So the question is that Geirus valid or not? Depends on to what extent, that seems to be the Maskana, if, first of all, the actual Geirus was done by Beis Din of Shoshe and Yaitos, but they were Erlechayim. So there was a Beis Din. So the Maisa Geirus was correct. The question is it a Geirus because there's no Kabbalas Mitzvahs? So the answer is, how do you know? Because that's the point. When he says it, he says, I want to do the whole time. So it's Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim, that he wants to do the whole time, you accept him. That's the Shaila. In that subtlety, if you see that before that, what's the Raya? I want to marry somebody who has no intention of keeping the mitzvahs. A Jew who has no intention of keeping the mitzvahs. So how are you going to live with such a person? How are you going to raise children with him? The Teretz says, you're also masking that you're not going to keep all the mitzvahs. So that's a tremendous haychacha. The Shlomo HaMelech situation, he was powerful enough that maybe they did intend at the moment to keep the mitzvahs. As Reb Moshe says, time went by and they couldn't control themselves. And they went right back to where they started. And you never should have married that. But he didn't marry Goyim, he married Geirim. And the Geirus was a legitimate Geirus. And that's maybe what Choshishin means. You see how much time there is, according to Reb Moshe, for them to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. But Lu Yitzui, according to Reb Moshe, they weren't keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah even from day one. Then he says, like the Dvar Avram, he says, you know, then if that's the case, you know, you don't say Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim. The Dvar Avram is saying it Bizman Hazeh, when he says that there's nothing to stop a person from doing whatever he wants, then how can you say Dvarim Shebelev? It's not comparable to the Sugya of Dvarim Shebelev. Because the Sugya of Dvarim Shebelev is when he has no choice for real. And he knows he can't get back to Chayfet, so he's masking. So he's takin maskim. I even heard he doesn't want it. So Dvarim Shebelev ain't him Dvarim. But here, if in his heart he doesn't want it, but he's not masking either. And he's not masking because he doesn't have to be masking. Because the next day he can do whatever he wants. So in such a case, he tainis the geirus shouldn't be a geirus. Moshe says that if lu yitzuyah the niktsas zman, that he kept the geirah, is there, then there's a possibility that it's not an under the debuchach, and then we say dvarim shebleiv einam dvarim, and we go by what he says. Moshe einkein, if it's muchach, then we don't go by what he says, and the geirus is not a geirus. How be yoisim imashe kolosu with geirus?
The Rav said about Moshe's tshuva is not what I remember. But I remember the tshuva to be.
Look
at the tshuva. Look at the
tshuva. Look at it now.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I remember that she wouldn't. She wasn't going to do it that right afterwards. Not that she wasn't macabre. It was that time she knew she would have to work. Like that week or that 2 weeks. That was it. And he said Yom Kippur has gone by. That's how I remember the truth.
Why did I say that?
He said that she said that she wouldn't be macabre with her young people getting her going. That she wouldn't be macabre. She knew that she would have to work that week.
Yeah, that's what we said.
No, but not she wouldn't be macabre with young people.
No, not macabre with young people. She's not macabre with young people. She doesn't mean chutz midover echa.
No, she wasn't not macabre with young people. She knew she would have to do it that
way. Somebody says I'm